Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think I was battling something. I'm hoping it's gone. I know a lot of people get sick this time of the year. I did not want it to be full-blown sick. And thank you for all of your kind words on social media. Just was feeling under the weather and had this that kind of thing in my throat. I'm sorry. That was rude and unacceptable and probably not necessary. But I do think it's a little better. I think I've been taking some Aleve. It's my drug of choice. Don't tell anyone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Just a secret between me and you. Did not want to get full-blown sick for the holidays this close. Oh, no, not this close. And so the one night off, a little bit extra sleep and some rest and a couple few hours of being quiet and not talking. It was good. It was really good. Of course, still yelling at the foster dog because she's still eating things off the floor that she shouldn't be eating. The latest is cardboard. I don't understand. She ate an earring a couple of days ago and then on Wednesday decided that she would try eating cardboard out of the recycle bin. If only I could communicate with her in a way that I understood what is going through her mind. We're pretty sure now that she's a part lab mix because they're the ones that eat everything. She's like a Hoover. So I hope that you enjoyed the last 2 days, 48 hours. We've got some breaking news to get to. It had been rumored, speculated as maybe a way to get Bill Belichick's name out there so that he might generate more interest among NFL teams. There had been talk that he was surprised over the fact that he had not received any type of interest or had not received any type of communication from the teams that are already looking for new head coaches in 2025. Now, one of those is the Jets. There was no way the Jets were going to reach out to him, not even to hear him say F you or F off. He hates the Jets. So there was no way he was going to do that. So they weren't going to bother. But there are a couple of other head coaching openings, right? So what prevented those teams from reaching out to Belichick? Maybe they would have, maybe not. But the report out there is that he was surprised. He had not heard from any of the NFL teams who either currently have openings or will potentially have openings and is desperate. Okay, that's my word. Is certain that he needs to get back into coaching now, that he's not done, that he wants to be back on the sidelines. So after months of hearing him wax poetic about football on pretty much every media outlet there is, he's now decided, I'm done talking, except inside the locker room, and I'm heading to UNC. Has no college coaching experience whatsoever, though his father, who he loved dearly and speaks so highly of, was a college coach. And he's already putting together a staff and a group of people around him that will be familiar, that will help him to not just add to his credibility, but step right into a comfort zone, because it'll feel a little bit like getting the band back together. Now, who knows what coaches, other than his son, who is expected to join him, but who knows who else he might bring around him. But he's already pulled Michael Lombardi, of what we hear from the media. Now, he's a former front office exec. We've had Michael here on the show multiple times, most recently in Vegas, actually, during Super Bowl week. He's very well connected. He's got a lot of time invested in the NFL, including a couple of years in the front office for the Patriots, going back about a decade ago. I think that's when he started, was 14-ish. So that's one move that's already been made. What else could Bill Belichick do to put a group around him where he can hit the ground running? There's no meet and greet, hey, nice to meet you, on his coaching staff. They can start now. But this is not the NFL. While there might be some moments of wooing, convincing free agents that they should choose your franchise, you don't have to woo your draft picks. You just pick them. And then when you factor in the NIL, now this is an area where Bill Belichick has some experience, a salary cap, paying players, that type of thing. But when you factor in NIL and you realize that the highest profile athletes in college football expect to be raking in millions of dollars, and while right now it's a thinly veiled pay-for-play scheme, soon it will just flat out be paying them to play. The best college quarterbacks expect $10 million to go along with their tenure in any school. And we hear the crazy stories of agents going back and forth among various schools where a prospect has been offered a scholarship, which is almost ludicrous and laughable to think about needing a scholarship when you're making $10 million, but pitting these schools against each other. The bidding, if you will, the bidding war that ensues because these guys want to make the most money. That's very often how they pick their destination. Not always, but a lot of times. So here is Bill Belichick, who started in the NFL in the mid-70s, all the way through his tenure with New England that ended after the 23 season, but he's never coached in college until now. And his dad did serve as an assistant coach for the Heels in the mid-50s. So maybe there's some familiarity on that level. But how did this happen? For a program that hasn't won an ACC title in football, and we know North Carolina is a basketball school, hasn't won a title in football since 1980. 40 plus years. It's a quick math while you're on the air. My mom would be so proud as my math teacher in high school. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I want to know your reaction. Will it work? Simple question. Will it work with Bill Belichick on Chapel Hill? And coming up, we'll connect with Brian Murphy, who's an investigative reporter in Raleigh for WRAL. He's been tracking this story. This is what I want to ask him, among a bunch of other questions like, what? How did this happen? What I want to ask him is the type of reception he thinks Bill Belichick will get there on campus. We're not talking about a campus that's devoid of star power. This is not some innocuous campus in the middle of who knows where, right? It's Tobacco Road. The traditions between UNC and Duke and NC and North Carolina State. Obviously, most of those traditions in basketball. But the star power that comes out of Tobacco Road in that sport, Michael Jordan, James Worthy, we're talking about Hall of Famers. You go on and on about the number of incredible basketball players that hail from UNC, that call UNC home. They've got Hall of Famers who've been their coaches. Some of the best coaches of all time have stalked the sidelines at UNC in basketball. So here's Bill Belichick, arguably the greatest football coach we've ever seen. What kind of reception does he get on campus? And I'm not being snarky about this, but do 17 and 18-year-olds even know what Bill Belichick did? Or how good a coach he is? And this is not about age. It's more about personality. How does Belichick's personality translate inside a locker room with college kids? I played college basketball. It's not the same. It's not the same as what you're going to face in a locker room at the NFL level. I'm waffling back and forth between, of course, they're going to know who he is and they're going to be stunned to the point where they might not even know how to talk to him at first. They might be stunned into silence. And think about college age athletes and the amount of time they want to spend on social media. Just all of that. Now, certainly he encountered that in the NFL as well, but it was Belichick's rules or the highway. My way or the highway. And because they were pro football players, he could do that. Can you run that type of a program and expect young kids to want to play for you if you're that much of a... If you take that much of a hardline stance, I was going to say if you're that much of a tyrant, but that's probably not fair. If you take a hardline stance, will you expect kids, teenagers, to buy in? It's not the same thing. They're not all playing for pro contracts. This is fascinating to me. I can't wait to talk to Brian, but also can't wait to hear from you. What's your reaction? Will it work? On Chapel Hill. At A-Law Radio, producer Pete will put up a spot there where you can weigh in on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. And then on our Facebook page as well. I love when we have breaking news here on the show. And gosh, just a couple of nights ago, we had the Juan Soto news breaking right before we started. And now here, Bill Belichick. I'm actually dumbfounded that this is real. I believed he would coach again in the NFL. And here's the part that I wonder about. Were his people, was his camp telling him, maybe based on the feelers that were put out in the NFL, that he was unlikely to get another NFL job this coming year? So in 2025, I mean, think about the number of jobs that could be open. And we're just speculating. Every week that goes by, I think Mike McCarthy's staying in Dallas. And that was one where you knew Jerry Jones, if he decided to move on from McCarthy, Jerry Jones would definitely pursue Bill Belichick because Jerry Jones likes buzz. He likes people talking about the Cowboys. He likes his status as America's team. And you know he loves to make splashy hires. He wants to be the talk of the town. So I have no doubt that if he fired Mike McCarthy, he would be reaching out to Bill Belichick personally. Was it becoming evident or were people around Belichick feeling like he wasn't going to get another opportunity in the NFL, at least not in 25? And so for that reason, he better take the job that comes up, one that he likes, one that he feels like he can make a difference. Was he unwilling to spend another year on the sidelines? Oh, that sounds wrong. I don't mean the football sidelines. I mean the sidelines on the outside looking in. Was he unwilling to spend another year on the bench not coaching? And so he's taking this job because he'd rather be coaching than not. And I am of the opinion, you bring Bill Belichick into your locker room and your athletic department and everything changes. And this is not meant to be snarky or in any way rude. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend. I know he's rich and all that, but if she finds him interesting and he can communicate with her, and gosh, they take selfies all over the place. They go to costume parties. If he can somehow relate to a 24-year-old, then maybe there's hope for him inside a college football locker room. Because that's the idea, is how do you communicate with kids that are not playing football for a living and maybe not as committed, probably across the board, not as committed as what you would get in an NFL locker room. This is so funny. As I look up at NFL Network, guess who's on the screen? Tom Brady. Oh my gosh. From the category of you can't make this stuff up, they're re-airing the Rams-Bills game on NFL Network right now. And as I say, Bill Belichick communicating and these kids not all going pro, I look up and there's Brady. I can't wait to hear Brady's reaction. That's going to be amazing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What's your reaction? Will it work? A five-year deal to become the new North Carolina head coach. He's not the first Super Bowl winner ever to do this. Bill Walsh also went to the college ranks. And how often do we hear of former NFL players, in some cases future Hall of Famers, who are now heading to coach in high school or prep school or even college sidelines? And honestly, how many of you thought of Deion? Deion has turned Colorado around. They're bowl bound. They're a winning team. They've got two of the highest profile athletes in all of college football. He can recruit. He can motivate. He's turned them around in just two seasons. Not to mention, Colorado Buffaloes football was the number one story in sports when he first took over. And would they win their first three games, if I remember correctly? Now, they fell off the map at the end of last season, but now it's a different conference. And you miss these Colorado games at your own peril, right? Because of the incredible athletes they have. So what's your reaction? At A-Law Radio, 855-212-4227. Rich Gannon, former NFL QB, weighing in on Belichick's move to North Carolina.
He has 302 wins, placing him just 16 shy of the all-time record. A lot of people felt like he'd come back for that. I don't know that that's what motivates him. I mean, Bruce, when you've done and won as much as he has at the highest level, maybe you're looking for another opportunity, another venture, and a way to impact the game of football at a different level. And I think, you know, he talked about it. I listened to the interview. He basically said, you know, we'll go in and we'll run an NFL program, which, you know, these college with the NIL stuff, Bruce, is getting to be more and more like that. Players are getting paid. Players are being compensated. There's a whole recruiting process and the transfer portal, all those type of things. I think Bill would put together a great staff. People want to have stability in the coaching profession. You know that I think he would certainly have that at UNC.
Rich Gannon, former NFL QB, weighing in on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Interesting, the speculation, because right now all it is speculation. Why would he take this job? Why not wait until something comes along in the NFL? I think it's to the detriment of NFL teams who will not consider him, who carte blanche say, no way, that's not a good fit for our program, for our franchise. I think that's wrong. I think if Belichick wants to get back into coaching that badly, he's willing to maybe alter and amend some of his choices, some of the ways that he does business. And if he had a five-hour meeting with the UNC brass and convinced them that he could, in fact, translate his game, his style, to the college level in the ACC, mind you. We're not talking Big Ten. We're not talking SEC. We're talking ACC, where SMU just finished runner-up to Clemson in the conference championship game and is now headed to the playoff. If SMU can do that, can't North Carolina have designs on doing that? This is fascinating to me. So I'd love to hear from you. Can't wait to take your reaction. We'll get a spot up on the Facebook page as well, and we'll sprinkle in some of the reaction from elsewhere around football, including Andy Reid, who frequently joins Let's Go, which is actually a show that's partly hosted by Bill Belichick on SiriusXM. Oh, man, he's going to have to shut down all of his media responsibilities. Do you think we'll get one more round, Producer Pete, where he'll do another Let's Go. He'll do another Monday Night Mannings, because if he's about to start recruiting and stuff, you would think he'd shut down the media pretty quickly.
He probably already did.
Yeah. So, well, for instance, Michael Lombardi, we're finding out that he's done with his radio show going. So VSiN is the network. It's based in Vegas. He's not in Vegas, but based in Vegas. And he's already quit that, so to speak. Hi, Tom Brady. There he is again. Oh, man. The reaction is going to be delicious. Inside the NFL, I care more about what the NFL fraternity has to say than I do about the college landscape. But the whole thing is fascinating to me. Pete, what's your reaction?
I think he wants to prove something. I think he has something to prove. He's going to say, you know what? Hey, you don't want me to coach in the NFL? I'm going to go take this program and I'm going to make it a champion. And you know what? Good for him. As far as I'm concerned.
How is that even possible that there isn't a team in the NFL? And we still have a lot of moves to be made among coaches, but how is it possible that no one would want Bill Belichick?
Because a lot of teams probably don't want to give up power to him. He probably wants to come in like Parcells would and say, I want to buy the groceries as well. And a lot of teams probably didn't want to do that. That's probably what happened in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta I could see. And what we'd heard about Atlanta, the reason why they didn't hire him is that there were people in the building who either felt intimidated by him or didn't think that he was the right fit, even though Arthur Blank did. So the ownership felt like it was a good fit with the Falcons, but there were people in the building that expressed their nerves. I feel like he is unnerving. I mean, for heaven's sakes, he's Bill Belichick. And so I understand why people are intimidated, but isn't that a you problem, not a Bill problem? Except, of course, if no one will take a chance on him. Take a chance. I'm using my air quotations. Take a chance on Bill Belichick.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I think the NFL is missing out. And you may be right. He may have decided, I'm going to go do this at the college level if you're going to shut me out of NFL for now. And I'll remind you what it is that you're missing. I still think he ends up back in the NFL. I could be wrong, but I would agree. I mean, how often in really any industry, you're out of work, you need to get back into it. The further you get from, you know, your last most relevant job, the more it feels like you're kind of losing touch with the industry. So if this is Belichick saying, I'll take a coaching job in college if that's what it means, if that's what it takes for me to get back to the NFL. But I can't imagine he finishes his career in North Carolina, though. He did sign a five-year deal. He'll be 77 if he lives out the whole deal. Oh, that sounded wrong. I didn't mean lives. I meant coaches through. You know what I mean? Coaches through the life of the deal.
Yes,
oh, gosh.
Course,
I'm sorry,
course.
Bill, and your family. So,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sorry, that was not what I meant.
Well, no, I can't. Well, I mean, we'll get to this later, but I really think that the he will maybe go 2 years, and he's into a job that he really wanted in the NFL. So I think eventually, like you said, I think eventually he will get back to the NFL, but he will take a couple of years and really turn this program around. And you know what? It's going to be great for the university. I think even though kids don't know him, if players are up on their NFL, they will know who he is. I mean, it'll be pretty obvious. So I think for players that are in the program, you've already seen it in terms of social media from the stuff I've read. Players are excited about this. So I think it'll be a big boost for them.
At A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. Good to be back with you. Thanks for all your kind words. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I've had some conversations with the chancellor at North Carolina, and so we'll see how that goes. We'll just see how it goes. I have an open mind and have a, you know, I think the college game is closer to the pro game than it's ever been with the new kind of landscape in college football. So, I've explored it, and we'll see how it works out.
The college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL. It will be an NFL program at a college level. I feel very confident that I have the contacts in the National Football League to pave the way for those players that would have the ability to have the opportunity to compete in the National Football League. Whether they're good enough or not, I don't know, but they would be ready for it. I don't have any doubt about that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
SiriusXM, NFL Radio, and Let's Go, as well as the Pat McAfee Show, Bill Belichick in his own words. And this is even before the hire was announced. And now what we know is it's a 5-year deal to bring a 6-time Super Bowl champion to Chapel Hill. I am really looking forward to his introductory press conference. It's been a long time since we've had one of those. There is an emergency meeting scheduled on Thursday for the Board of Trustees to approve this deal. And then maybe we'll get some more of the dirty deets. He has said, meaning Belichick, multiple times I've heard him talk about how much he loved college football as he was growing up because his dad coached at the college level. He said it again in a release to announce the move. I wonder if he's going to get off social media now. Quote, I have always wanted to coach in college, and now I look forward to building the football program in Chapel Hill. Let's say that's the truth. Then he's got to be happy as a clam. Maybe that is the truth. And he was wide open on returning to coaching at either the pro or college level, and this is his opportunity. He's not had one before. A year away has changed his perspective. Wow, what a bombshell. Even as SMU heads to the college football playoff out of that same conference. 855-212-4227. Paul is in Asheville, North Carolina. What's your reaction to Bill Belichick?
Hey, Amy, always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Amy, I want to start a conversation with a question. If I asked you to list the top five football coaches, college or pro, in our generation, I'm 44, would you not agree that Nick Saban is definitely in the top five of that list?
Of course.
Okay, so my point is, that's college football. Not because of what he did in the pros. So my point is that what you do in college can propel you to the top of that list. Bill Belichick is going to be remembered not by the wins of the NFL, but by the six Super Bowls. And if he takes this Chapel Hill team, we've seen time and time again, you can resurrect a college program in a year through NIL, through transfer. You can't do that in the NFL. Bill Belichick is going to come in as the CEO. He's not going to do the recruiting. He's not going to do all these things. He's going to assemble a staff. If you look at Bill Belichick as a Patriot, all of his coaches sprung to head coaching jobs. So he's going to be able to build a staff that's going to go out, and it's going to be either the biggest success we've seen or the biggest failure we've seen. And I just think, as intelligent as Bill Belichick is, that this cannot do anything but you're taking a program in UNC that, as you said earlier, has not won a conference championship since 1980. You don't have to go out and win a national championship for this to be successful. You have to go out and be competitive and be a top five program like Mack Brown had this program in the early 90s. I just think UNC is not Davidson. This is a perennial university with obviously the histories in basketball. They have everything in place. They have the money in place. And I just think with the brain power that Belichick is going to bring, and all the resources that he's going to demand that North Carolina has the ability to provide, oh, by the way, the Jordan brand, I just can't imagine this not being anything. I'm not saying he's going to win a national championship, but I think he's going to definitely propel UNC to far greater success than we've seen in a long, long time.
Well, I think, first of all, the idea of Bill Belichick in Tar Heel blue, just that's interesting. He's going to sell a lot of hoodies for that school. But also, I think you're right. You don't have to win a national championship to be a success there, because now that the college football playoff has expanded to a dozen teams and the conference champions are automatically in, the top four conference championships are automatically in, it is possible to turn a program around to the point where a UNC could win the ACC, because there is not a dominant power. As much as Clemson would tell you and Dabo Swinney would tell you, they're still dominant, and I suppose they've taken advantage of a weaker conference since they won the national titles, but it's a wide open conference in my opinion.
100%, and like you just alluded to, I mean SMU was not a member of this conference a year ago, and they just played for the conference championship. I think it's a no-brainer. I just think yes, Bill Belichick has to connect with the 17 and 18-year-old kids that are, contemplating where they're going to school. But now these kids have agents, and it's connecting with agents, and it's agents connecting with coaches, and coaches connecting with parents. That's really going to drive the boat. And how could you, as a parent with a teenage prospect looking maybe beyond college and wanting to play in the pros, not talk to the greatest football coach
agreed.
We may have ever seen and say, hey, this is the route we need to take to ensure our kid has a success beyond Chapel Bill?
Well, and not just that, but if anyone has experience dealing with agents, it would be Bill Belichick. He's probably got more experience than anyone on campus right now when it comes to dealing with agents. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate perspective in North Carolina. Let's talk to Brian in New Hampshire. Brian, what's your reaction to Bill Belichick going to UNC?
My reaction is he's paving the way for his son for a job in the future, and then he's going to hire Matt Patricia, and then he's going to get Josh McDaniels and all his old coaches, and he's going to take a couple years off because the teams that he's going to get a job for, he won't catch up with Don Shula in the next 2 or 3 years, where Andy Reid can possibly catch up to Don Shula.
Okay, a lot there. How do you know Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels? No, you're fine. How do you know they want to go to college?
Not necessarily know, but there's a local radio station around here I listen to, and that's what they were talking about most of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why, simply because he's a guy that brings his people back. So Josh, obviously, a couple of different attempts at head coaching, one job that he completely spurned and ended up back in New England. Matt Patricia, yep. Same thing, even in a position that he wasn't suited for. But I don't know, maybe those guys don't want to go back.
And Steven, his son, isn't unemployed.
No, I think he's in Washington with the Huskies. I could be wrong, but I thought he was coaching with the Huskies.
Okay. All right. I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
he's not in the NFL. But he's the defensive coordinator for the Washington program, the one that went to the national championship last year.
Gotcha.
Oh, no. Did they go to the national title?
That color blue is Jordan's favorite color also.
Yes, of course. That's why it's amazing is they've got all kinds of star power coming out of UNC. So, yeah, pretty impressive. Thank you, Brian.
Okay,
good to hear from
you. Thank you for your time, Amy. Have a good morning.
Yes, New Hampshire, live free or die, baby. Let's go. 855-212-4227. Top of the hour, we'll get some reaction from Raleigh in WRAL. Brian Murphy's an investigative reporter tracking the story. It's been a lot, right? The news just broke a couple hours ago. And so we'll hear from him. I want to get as many of the details as I possibly can. But I do wonder, of course, who he will tab to be on his staff. I don't think we should assume, though, that Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia want to go to college football or want to go to North Carolina. These guys may all have designs about getting back into the NFL. So take more of your calls at A-Law Radio and then our Facebook page, too. I'll get a spot up there. Glad to be back with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Dexter Henry.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Thank you, Amy. This one's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life electronic device and pet health insurance. Okay, NBA Cup action on Wednesday night was full of strong play, and coaches happy that their teams advanced. In New York, the Hawks, they struggled to find their way offensively in the first half against the Knicks, but in the third quarter, they turned things around, outscoring New York 34-18. DeAndre Hunter led the way in this contest with 24 points. Trae Young dropped 22, and Jalen Johnson scored 21. As the Hawks clipped the Knicks 108-100, after the game, Quinn Snyder says his team is making progress.
This team's got a long runway. You know, it's going to take us time. But I think games like this, hopefully there's some confidence that builds that you can play with some of the best teams. And, you know, our challenge is going to be consistency. You know, we're in the process of trying to establish an identity, you know, and that's something, you know, you need to win a lot of big games to do that. And we're not there yet, but I'm happy for our guys.
Atlanta advances to play Milwaukee in the semis. In Houston, the Rockets rallied from being down 14 points. Jalen Green made two free throws with 3.5 seconds left, and the Rockets, they beat the Warriors 91-90 to advance to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. And following this game, Ime Udoka says he knows what a win like this means for his young team.
Every time you're in these certain environments, like I said, playing in meaningful games in March and April last year for the first time, and now a game like this to advance and move on only will help in the long run. And so pressure situations are new to some of our guys, haven't been there before. And you got other guys who've done it every year. And so want to get back to that. And today was a step in the right direction.
Rockets advance to play the Thunder in the semis on Saturday night in Las Vegas. In other NBA news, according to ESPN's Shams Charania, the Phoenix Suns are among the teams that Jimmy Butler's agent has indicated in NBA circles that the six-time NBA All-Star is open to as a destination as the Miami Heat listen to trade offers. Charania reported that the Heat would be open to trading Butler and listening to offers on Tuesday. I'm Dexter Henry.
Hey, sports fans, Zach Gelb here on the Infinity Sports Network. Check us out 24/7 on your local affiliate or on the Odyssey app. Download it today.
So I've said it before, he's the greatest, and if whatever he chooses, he can go to high school, wherever he wants to go. he deserves it right. Whatever makes him happy. I think the NFL, though, would be missing a great part if he decides he wants to come back. He might listen, he might be enjoying this retirement. I mean, he's done this a long time.
It's been interesting to get a real perspective of the NFL, college football. Working with people like Jim, on the broadcast side, the analytical side a little bit. It's actually been a fun year. I've enjoyed it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Didn't he set up his own TikTok account as well? Hello, world. Are you surprised? I am too. Something along those lines.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
Right.
So here I am. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Oh, it was InstaFace, not TikTok. It was Peyton Manning who went to TikTok, though I have no idea how often he actually takes to TikTok. There's a post up on our Facebook page as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I can't wait to hear your reaction to Bill Belichick taking the job with UNC. This is twice now in just four nights that we've had breaking news before we've gone on the air. Coming up in a few minutes, top of the hour, Brian Murphy from WRAL in Raleigh with the reaction on the ground there, because this is a big deal. UNC football often dwarfed by UNC basketball and the heel success on the hard court. Can this flip the script, so to speak, on Chapel Hill? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's talk to Patrick, who's in Atlanta. What do you think?
Hey, this is Patrick.
And this is Amy. What do you think?
Amy, this is... I actually looked up. I was eating a burger today, and I looked up and I saw that he got the job, and I was kind of shocked, honestly, that no NFL teams would pick him up, even though him and Brady were a great pair. I mean, he's pretty knowledgeable, and I think it's going to work out in college for him. I think it's going to work well.
I think the instant credibility that you have with anyone who has designs on playing at the next level, that's off the charts. How many other guys coaching in the college ranks have the knowledge and the ability to win at the next level? And so you talk about telling a kid or standing in someone's family's living room and explaining to them why UNC will prepare you for pro football. Who else can compete with the knowledge and the expertise and the experience that he has?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that he's going to bring that knowledge. I mean, I think it might take a little while to adjust to dealing with kids instead of adults, but I think it'll work out for him. I think he'll bond with the kids well, and I think that he's going to bring a good staff. And whether it be Josh and Matt, I mean, who knows who it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he might build a good staff from something that he, somebody might come up to him or something. I mean, I don't know. He's going to turn that program around, and it's going to be not just a basketball school. It's going to be both.
I would agree. Instantly just stepping on campus, already the profile of the program has changed.
Exactly. His just him being there, kids are. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for this guy? I mean, especially in college. I mean, if you're a kid, you see Bill Belichick as your coach. I mean, come on, like, wouldn't you want to listen to him? I mean, kids are going to have to listen to their coach either way.
I'm wondering though if there are actually some of those teenagers who don't know about Bill Belichick. Now, maybe at this point they've started to figure it out, or their families, their parents have gone crazy about it. But remember, it wasn't that long ago that, who was it in Major League Baseball who did not know Seinfeld, for instance? There was a player was it Cody Bellinger who didn't know who Seinfeld was going back? I could be wrong, but I remember, he was like in his early 20s and had no idea who Jerry Seinfeld was. And so there is definitely a generational gap there where we just assume people know, but a lot of times 17, 18, 19-year-olds, my nieces, they sometimes have no clue what I'm talking about when it goes, when we're talking about guys that I think are icons from my generation. So that'd be kind of interesting to find out what their reaction will be, and I suppose they'll be taking to social media to talk about it.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you're playing football in college, you know who this guy is. I mean, how can you not know who he is? If you want to be an NFL player, even if you don't want to be an NFL player with your career, and you end up being something else, you still are playing sport of football, and you know who this dude is.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. Like I said, they'll get a quick education, even if they don't already have familiarity with his resume.
Right. So I think it's going to be a great idea. I think it's a great hire.
Cool.
It's definitely going to change that ACC around. I think they could win the ACC if they do bring some good recruiting in there. I think that could happen, whether it be this year, it might be next year. But I think that is going to definitely happen at some point.
Yeah. All right, Patrick. Good to hear from you. Thanks so much.
So, Amy, this to let you know, this is actually my first time, maybe second time listening to you. I was just driving home, and I had the Hawks game on earlier, and I popped you on, and I think it's a great show, and
thank you.
Glad to be talking to you.
I appreciate that. Well, that's great.
You'll hear from me again.
Oh, cool. Awesome. We're always happy to have people in Atlanta checking out the show. So thanks for choosing us. Yeah. Go Hawks. I like it. Merry Christmas, Patrick. Good to talk to you. So I was just looking up Matt Patricia, and he is with the Eagles, right? So unless something changed, but he was hired in the 23 offseason, so that would be now second season with the Eagles, as a senior defensive assistant. That's on the Eagles' webpage, so unless he's not there anymore. But yeah, they go on and on about his resume with the Patriots, not just linebackers, but also safeties, and then, of course, defensive coordinator. They've got his stint in there, short as it was, and dubious as it was, with the Detroit Lions. And so if he's in the NFL as a senior defensive assistant, maybe he's not available to go to North Carolina.
Well, he might be available after the season. I mean, do they need him now?
I would think that he is starting to put together his staff even now because of the fact that they want to get the jump on transfer portal and the type of money they're going to spend and just rallying support from the community. Now, does he need to have his entire coaching staff together? You're not going to be able to pull guys from NFL teams until that season is done. I wouldn't think. You don't walk away, especially if you're with the Eagles.
Right.
They have a chance to contend for a Super Bowl. You don't walk away from that.
You might not need defensive coaches now because you have Belichick. So maybe you have his son and the offensive coordinator, if it's Josh McDaniel, initially, and then after the NFL season, you have the rest of the staff.
So the most recent I've seen with Josh McDaniels is just media interviews. He did an interview with Colin Cowherd on The Herd recently, and he was talking various football whatever's. Yeah, I mean, he was listed as former coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. That's actually his Instagram. He doesn't have another job listed. And everything I see here is that he's a former football coach. Former pro football coach. So maybe he is available. Interesting.
I'm really looking forward to how much NFL influence is on this staff. It's going to be something that we haven't seen on a college level.
True. And that will be a fascinating part of this. The reports I've seen indicate that his son Steve will be joining him from the Husky staff, and that also Michael Lombardi, who worked with him as the general manager, in the front office, that he's also going to join him from New England. We'll talk more about it next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.